All right, back in the post game. All right, let's hit these two so-called controversies. This is actually the first day that I have heard Latinx. I had never heard that before.
I kept thinking like, yeah, there is a misprint. These people keep misspelling it.
I know, I'm like, no, it's Latin. Oh, not Latinx. Anyway, so Amber, you're in you're in academia. Yeah. She's a doctoral candidate in sociology at UCLA, please. So anyone who's in academia is by definition far more liberal and is on top of all these PC trends, okay? So has this Latinx been around for a long time and I missed it?
I mean, I think the first instance is early 2000s when it kind of made its I'm not the like originator, you know. People are going to be like, I was using it way before 2004, you know. So don't quote me, but it has been around for a while. I think it's gained more traction as of late as this gender neutral term that also encompasses people of Latin American descent kind of across race, right? So not just kind of this very limited idea of what it means to be Latina or Latino. So and it's you know, people, it's contentious, right? Some people subscribe to it and other folks are like, you know, we don't really get down with this. And that's across the board among liberals too.
Yeah, I feel like it's an academia thing. Like, I think that if you're name it, you know, where there's a high Latino population, you know, East LA, wherever, right? And you were like Latinx, they'd be like, wait, Latin who, right? I don't know, maybe I'm wrong about that. And luckily we have somebody from East LA. Jesus, right or wrong about that? You got a mic over there? Yep.
Uh-oh.
No, you're right. It was the first time I've heard of it too, so.
Yeah. And it might
so
be
if you were at a party in the old neighborhood and you're like, oh, Latinx, they'd look at you like, come again?
You'd be like, is that like some Latin form of ecstasy? Is that
like y'all are saying it like Malcolm X. Like,
yeah,
Latinx.
What is it?
So how am I supposed to say it?
Latinx. Like, I think
Latinx.
It's like, yeah. Don't put on way too much, guys.
Just be aware that when I do a Latino accent, it's Sábado Gigante. Bienvenidos, todo el mundo es Latinx.
Middle ground is what I'm saying.
Apoyado por Colgate. Para los dientes.
That is pretty good.
I'm so glad this is like...
Okay, Edwin, you've heard of everything. Had you heard of Latinx? Oh, you've heard of it. Okay. Are you buying it? Would you prefer that people say it?
No, but I understand why people say it.
No, but you understand why people say it. Okay. Yeah. It's Edwin's not mic'd, but he is Latinx, so I wanted to ask him.
Yeah.
Okay, no, officially not buying it yet. It might win. It might win at the end.
What about it? Are you not buying?
It's awkward. It's awkward. It's like Latino, Latina, that makes sense because it's actually organic to the language that it is a male and female. I find that annoying because I grew up on English, but I get it. That's, and so I don't get to get annoyed by that, right? But at the same time, Latinx is something we made up. And it's not organic to the language, and it just feels like you're trying too hard.
So we were talking about, there's a character on Billions who's gender non-binary. And so we were talking about the differences between the languages, and like, it's a give and take. In English, you have to identify like your pronoun before you say the verb. So it's like, he was, she was, they, it, when you're talking about someone's gender non-binary. And in Spanish, you just get to conjugate, you leave the subject out, you're just like, you know, went, you just say went. And the way you conjugate the verb, there's, you don't need to say a male or a female. But then you get to the adjective and you, like, the whole time you're describing it as male, 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 or female, female, female the whole time. Like, it's, there's no way to win.
And I think we can't act like these languages aren't also like imposed colonial like languages. So to say that they're like authentic, it erases that there were probably thousands of languages that existed prior to you know, these places and these peoples being conquered. So, you know, I think Latinx might be a way to kind of resist against what we think is naturally like, oh, you know, masculine and feminine as just like regular.
Right.
And we've learned it, so obviously it's easier.
Languages are alive and they evolve over time. We don't say tis, we don't say thy. Yeah. Like, it's strange, like we've got more formal and the way, like all those verb, like those thy and thee, those are all the informal.
Right.
Those are all the like, hey buddy. But like when we talk about how it's written in the Bible, it's all thy and thee. And we think that the what was originally the informal form, yeah, we think of that as like super formal. When like the way that's translated is to make God your buddy, like thy friend. Like it's all the second person informal as opposed to the formal,
so
which we use now.
All the parts that I agree with you on, Ambria, language evolves, we all agree. So it might evolve to this. And yeah, and so when you say Latino, it does seem to privilege the male perspective, right? So that's an interesting thought too. And most people, as a default, say Latino and not Latina, right?
Right.
So that's a big issue as well.
Sure.
And then sometimes you just say Hispanic, so you get past that. But then some people are offended by Hispanic. Mm-hmm. But part of my point is, like, if we're gonna involve it, let's not get offended though, right? Because then that turns people off. Because they're like, I don't know how to win. I used to say Hispanic, I used to say Latino. Now I can't say any of those things, and I don't know how to win.
Right.
And don't hate me, I'm not a bad guy.
And these terms are like, you know, HD, DVD, and Blu-ray. Like, there's multiple terms out there, and we don't know which one's going to win out over time. Mm-hmm. You know, we could choose and end up like the people who bought the HD, DVD players when or Blu-rays now that they're completely,
And I've heard people use these, like, interchangeably, like, refer to like a population as like Latinx and then say I'm a Latina. So I don't know that they like are mutually exclusive.
The reason I said gender neutral is I didn't know if that list, there was one name that was like Deshaun or something, and I was like, I think that's a guy's name. That's why I didn't say like, you know, black and Latina, because it was like, I think that.
Yeah.
But then again, as you say, like you default in English and Spanish, I think it goes down to, well, I don't know, but a lot of the time if it's a guy, if you choose and you don't know.
Yeah, look, and I also can't do the accent because I feel when if I go Latinx, then like it feels patronizing. Like that's not my accent. Right. Whereas when I do it I'm not hating on anyone who does. Mm-hmm. You're actually trying harder than I am, and God bless your heart, right?
It's just 4 years of Spanish over here.
That's the other thing. Like some people took Spanish, I didn't take Spanish.
Yeah, no, that
so
makes
if
sense.
You really want to blame me for something, instead I took German for 5 years.
Wow, was ist das?
Was ist los? Stupid das, why?
From a like census taking sociological approach, like the way typically Latino is broken down is not as a race. Like a lot of the times you'll see like statistics, it'll say white and black and then Latino with an asterisk next to it. It's because Latino isn't necessarily white or black. You choose Latino as like your ethnicity, not your race. And then you sometimes choose whether you're like black Latino or white Latino or mixed. Whereas like if you're black, it's typically like black and white and Asian or the races. And Latino just kind of is like, hey, we're Latinx, and then we ascribe to one. And that's only specifically in like when you're asked by the government to identify yourself or like when you're applying to a job or school.
Okay, so now look, we're going to run out of time here because of the mechanics of today. So I'm going to move to Bi-Curious. Otherwise, I'd get into the whole Oriental conversation, and that's a whole long thing. Okay,
talking rugs and food.
Yeah, don't get me started. Okay, anyways.
So close.
Yeah. Okay. So Bi-Curious is a little lighter. Like people keep using. I think they're overusing that word Bi-Curious because you're only Bi-Curious until you act on it, and then you're bi. Right. So how long are you really bi-curious? Like do you see what I'm saying?
I think you get like 3 or 4 times making out with the guy before you're gay.
Okay, so that's a good question.
You might just be forget like, oh, I forget what it was like. Let me try it again.
I continue to be curious about it.
I don't know.
I'm curious about it. No, and by the way, it's also not binary. Not saying, oh, okay, then you made out with a guy, you're gay. There's
or
no
bi.
Judgment in it, yada yada, right? And maybe you made out with 18 different guys, but you also made out with 32 different girls or 7 different girls, and you're bi. You're just not curious about it anymore. You just are, right? So do you see what I'm saying? It's like that gets used a lot. Like, how long have you been curious? Like, did you do it or did you not do it? And I think that it's for folks who kind of did it, but they're afraid to go the whole way and say they're bi.
It definitely.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I get it. I think one of the responses I would see would be like, why do you get to choose for me what my label is? But I totally get the instinct to be like, so you tried it. What's the answer? Like you did it. You were curious. Usually it's like, I'm curious, what's your last name? And then I say Ehrlich, and then you can't still be curious about my last name, I just told you. Like,
I think you probably know, but I will go ironically with the Ehrlich rule of, I'll give you three shots at it.
Yeah, go for it.
Right? Like, you'd be like, I think I liked it, I'm not sure. La La Land, I think I liked it. I don't like musicals, but I think I liked this because it was different, right?
Right?
But if you've watched it three times, you gotta come up with an opinion.
Yeah, but then, but then again, like sexuality, there's a lot of subjects out there that are very simple. And I feel like sexuality is one of those things where, like, there are people that I've known who have gone through years and years of trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And the answer isn't easy. So I think, by and large, there's a lot of people that I could list who are like, that person's bi, like, because they know and they feel comfortable enough to say, like, yo, bi, fine, moving on. What else are we talking about today? But there's a lot of people who are like, shit, man, I'm still trying to figure that out. And that's okay, I think.
Yeah, look.
I don't know if Katy Perry is one.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I think she solved it.
She liked it. Move on.
Like, yeah, she kissed the girl and she liked it. She's no longer curious. She just is.
Yeah.
Right? So anyway, I think I'm sticking up for LGBT folks because I'm saying,
claim.
It's okay. It's okay.
Claim
just
identity.
Say it.
Yeah.
And nobody's judging. God bless. Right? And it might be a subcategory to, like, you know who's doing it. Now I'm going to get a little too judgy, but women in college who were bi curious and they had that phase or whatever, but they don't want to say they're bi. They just said that they had a lot of fun in college. Well, if you had a lot of fun in college, you probably have fun in other places too, right? But you just don't want to go down that path.
Like framing it as an experience, a temporary experience, as opposed to an identity or an interest.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
That's what it is. See, that's why we do this, so we can figure it out. They don't mind saying it, they just don't want it to be part of their core identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
I think that's why they're pausing, that's why they use a word like bi-curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I buy it.
Thanks.
We solved it. It's okay. It's okay. We're solved now.
Hashtag not buying it.
Hashtag not buying it, but hashtag later solved it.
Yeah.
This is fun.
All right. Thank you, Ambria. Thank you for educating us on some of this.
Yeah.
Your expertise was welcome, and so was yours on Exorcism.
Yeah,
it was so good.
Yes.
I haven't seen Exorcist 2, so I'm more of like,
you're in training.
Old Testament. I haven't read the New
you're
Testament.
In training.
You're like John Iadarola. You were studying to get your PhD in exorcism. Yeah, yeah. You just never finished.
In exorcism.
All right, guys. Much love. We'll see you tomorrow.